Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, getting set for Saturday Night Baseball between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Tennessee Smokies from Smoky Stadium in Conak, Tennessee. Time for today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by the guy who picked up his first double-A save last night, Max Lazar. Max, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
How fun last night was it to notch that first double-A save, and not only to notch the save, but to come in a big-time situation, shut the door, and get your team the win?
Yeah, it was pretty intense. Kind of like a new role that I've come into recently, but yeah, just happy that the team's trusting me in those moments and happy to help the team win any way I can.
How fun has it been to be in that new role of coming in those late pressure-packed situations?
Yeah, like guys were telling me like, oh, is that your first save? And I actually had a few like three inning saves in Wisconsin earlier this year, coming in like the seventh and pitching like 7, 8, 9. You get a save sometimes like that, which I don't know how that works, but I've gotten some of those. And then, but yeah, last night was my first, I guess, true, you know, crucial moments of the game save. Yeah.
What was that like coming in? How did you calm the nerves in that big situation?
Yeah, I mean, I just was excited to get the opportunity and excited that the team trusted me and just wanted to give it my all and gave it my all.
Well, and you finish out the win. It not only finishes out the win, it gets you tied for first place with Montgomery. It gets the series win as well. How exciting was it when you got that final out and you're like, hey, that's save number one in the books?
Yeah, it was tough. I kind of wish we got the double play the at-bat before, because Casey came up and he's, you know, one of the best hitters in the league. He's a great hitter. But, yeah, he smoked that ball too. I had him two strikes and then he kind of laid off some good pitches and then just kind of threw one right down the middle, 3-2, and he smoked it. But Freddie was right there and made a play. And yeah, we've been playing really good as a team lately, and those games are fun.
Well, and talking about playing well lately, it seems like ever since you've been called up from Wisconsin, you just hit the ground running in double-A. There has been no needing for an adjustment period or anything. You just have kept on rolling the way you did in Appleton. How much fun has that been to continue on the success you had in high-A this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. I'm just happy the organization's trusting me. I've had, you know, a couple down seasons with injuries, and you know, kind of getting my confidence back and able to trust myself a little more, and the team's trusting in me, and I'm trusting in my teammates that, you know, we're gonna go out there and win games, and it's been working well lately.
How much fire and how much confidence does that give you to be called up to the double-A level for the first time in your career and hit the ground running in the way that you have?
Yeah, I mean, all the confidence. Like I said, you know, last couple of years have been kind of tough. But I worked pretty hard, and hopefully to continue it going.
Well, and that payoff has to feel great.
Yeah, it does. This is the first time, you know, we've kind of been in the playoff picture as on a team that I've been on with the Brewers organization. So coming down to the stretch, looking to finish it off strong and go to the playoffs.
Well, you talk about that stretch run. It seems like every game has been a tight, pressure-packed game with you guys, and whether it's the Smokies or last week with the Blue Wahoos. How much fun has it been to be in those big-time moments and those big, pressure-packed situations?
Yeah, I mean, it's always exciting. There's a lot of talent down here. You know, every team, you know, our team especially has a lot of talent. But, yeah, every team we play against is really good lineup top to bottom and some great arms. So, you know, we're right in all these games we've been playing recently, and yeah, hopefully we can keep it going.
Well, it seems like there's a big adrenaline boost anytime you guys get into a late game situation. How much does that help you as a pitcher to be able to come in those pressure packed situations and feed off that adrenaline?
Yeah, I mean, we just stick to the game plan. You know, we have reports that we look at and kind of see guys' strengths and weaknesses, and the coaching staff, you know, looks into that and tries to put us in the best situation with the best info, and credit to them and credit to the catchers as well for, you know, sticking to it and executing the game plan.
Well, Max, thanks so much for joining us. Hoping last night's the first of many here at the double-A level and beyond. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks.
This has been today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard.